Chris Luxett, National Party leader, kindly with us today. Chris, tenakwe.
Atamare Adel, how are you?
Kia ora, good, thank you, Chris. Look, we must note Widder's passing pleas, and of course, long-time National Party man, and you know he contributed plenty through his life, and sadly succumbed to a brain tumour, and which was diagnosed sort of less than even a year ago. So he leaves a big hole for the Blue Team. Talk with us about what you know of Widder's contribution, please, Chris.
Well, pretty exceptional man, pretty exceptional New Zealander, very inspiring, and certainly lived life to the fullest, didn't he? When you think about what was a sparkling military career and then took on a number of public and private sector roles, often the very difficult ones, very instrumental in terms of some pretty tough, you know, Māori Crown negotiations, and was right in the middle of all of that, trying to help us resolve and work our way through it. And then really, you know, an outstanding author telling the story as well of Māoridom and also New Zealand. So, I mean, it's going to leave a huge hole. And, you know, I think it's you just get really inspired by a life well lived, you know, in the sense of someone who committed themselves to this country. They committed themselves to public service. They committed themselves to, you know, unity and trying to bring us together in the way that they went about, the way they carried themselves personally in tough situations, but also what they tried to achieve. So, you know, all our love, support goes out to Hekia and the family, and we know that he'll be a huge loss.
Let's talk about the vaccine mandates, traffic light systems, passports, vaccine passports, etc. You say it's time for them to go. The cat's out of the bag. The horse is bolted. but some would say, hey, we're still right in the thick of things. Talk about your timing for this call, please, Chris.
Well, I guess, Dale, Auckland's past the peak of Omicron. It is time to start phasing out those restrictions and allowing people to get back to normal. It is actually, I think, time for us to move on and start thinking positively about, you know, the future and where Kiwis can build for themselves. And I think the government's instinct should be simply to start to remove restrictions on normal life as soon as they're no longer justified. Otherwise, you hang on to them until there's zero risk. And if the risk, of course, changes, if there's another variant or there's you know, some other set of challenges, we can change the tool set and adjust the risks and put the different sets of measures and actions in place. And the reality is, you know, we're 95% vaccinated. The most important thing is that 85% in every DHB aged over 60 are now boosted. And I think 72% of us are all boosted as well. So, you know, vaccine mandates, vaccine passes made tremendous, you know, sense under Delta. They don't make sense under Omicron because they bust through those vaccinations. And so you get spread happening irrespective of whether you got a vaccination or not. The vaccinations, having said all that, are really important. I actually got COVID 2 weeks ago. I didn't actually feel it, but the reality was that, you know, for a lot of people, just not any severe illness and ending up in hospital in an ICU unit. So that's still important. But we're at this page now where, you know, I would say today we could go out and we could drop all scanning requirements for businesses. We could scrap vaccine passes for all but large indoor events. And we should certainly remove today vaccine mandates for kids under the age of 18 so they can get in and play sport. We'd have a 5-day isolation period probably rather than a 7. That's what the Americans do. And then on April 13, Dale, you've got the Australians coming over the border. And at that point, you've got to disband the traffic light system because how are they going to use vaccine passes going around restaurants and cafes? You'd abolish pre-departure testing and phase out all the vaccine mandates, leaving the health workers to last. And yesterday, actually, I think the government rather quietly said that they will allow unvaccinated people back into New Zealand through the border. So if you're going to allow people to come into New Zealand who are unvaccinated, then why can't we start to unwind all of that within the country?
Well, there was sort of cross-party support for the initial measures to combat the pandemic. Obviously, correct. Yourself and David now are saying that we should be going down a different tack. The government's obviously not listening to you guys, but I mean, you're obliged to criticise the government. Well, what would you say have been something that has unified us in our approach, as difficult as this 2-year period has been?
Well, what I'd say to you, as I've said to you before, you know, in 2020, I thought the government and the Prime Minister did a really exceptional job. You know, they communicated very clearly. We didn't have the tools that we have available now. There was no vaccination. There was no rapid antigen test. There was no antiviral drugs to treat COVID at that time. And so I thought 2020 was an exceptional, it was well managed, and I thought the country responded very well. But 2021 and 2022 has been a shambles, and it's just been made up on the fly. And the government literally are reacting to the opposition, to the media, to the public. And the problem with that is, and that's why people are frustrated, there hasn't been a plan. They've gone off and done all the right stuff, but we're just not quite sure how we get to the end of all of this and what comes next. So I think, from our perspective, it's like, well, it's time to get back to some normalcy. Yes, look, we probably still need to have, we'll have isolation periods for people who get COVID and household contacts. Yes, we'll need to continue to use rapid antigen tests. And yes, we probably need mask wearing in important indoors locations. But, we should be just trying to wake up each day, go to work and say, how do we help make it a little bit more convenient for the New Zealand people so they can get on with the rest of their lives?
Thank you. Simon saw a bridge and now he's gone to the other side. He's joining the media. he's joined the media and he might end up having to bag you guys. What do you think of that, Chris?
Is he coming to Radio Wartier, is he?
We don't do a lot of bagging, but I don't know what aspect of the media. He might be playing the drums on some new sitcom.
Or Dancing with the Stars, maybe, or something. But, yes. What I'd say about Simon is, he's done 14 years in Parliament. It's a pretty tough and brutal job and career at the best of times. He's been exceptional at it. He's represented Tauranga, I think, really well. He's been a very effective senior minister in the John Key Bill English government, and he's been leader of the opposition and a very good finance spokesperson. But he's 45. He's got a way up in his head. Does he want to do another 10 or 20 years in political life, or does he want to try a different career? He'd always wanted to do something else different at a different time. And so I think he'll be very good moving into a commercial career model. In many ways, I've done the reverse, going from the commercial world to the political world. So we just wish him all the very best. And I know he'll be great at what he does next.
In New Zealand. That's where John went.
I don't know what he's got. He's got a few ideas and a few things cooking up. So I'm sure he'll announce them in due course.
I'm sure. Hey, thanks, Chris. Have a good week, man. We'll catch up with you next week.
You take care, Dale.
Thank you, Chris. Kia ora. Chris Luxon, National Party leader. In fact, we speak fortnightly.